So ready to start?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have now Esteva with a Game Boy and his cell phone.
Hello, and thanks for being here for this talk about Game Boy peripheral that I think is very interesting and versatile. I am Esteva, and I've been working to emulate and restore this peripheral for the on and off for the last 6 years or so. But first, I should tell you what it is. The Mobile Adapter GB is a peripheral that allows you to connect your Game Boy up to a cell phone, allowing games to make and receive calls, in part to also call an internet service provider and connect to the internet, allowing for all sorts of online connectivity, like sharing scores and getting updates for various things. It was one of the very first attempts by Nintendo to have any sort of online connectivity for their consoles, but what makes this one very interesting, in my opinion, is that it supported a few rather high-profile games. There were actually a few variations of this adapter made for several different phones. You have a blue, a yellow, and a red one. The green one for PHS was also planned but never released. But what you will notice is that none of these actually work for any non-Japanese phones. So this service never left, the island. And unfortunately, it was sunset very early, almost 2 years into its life in December 2002. But to give you a better idea of what this peripheral could do, we will talk a little bit about the games that supported it. So first of all, you got the mobile trainer with the adapter. It was used to configure the adapter, and you had to use this before you could connect to the internet. It also came with a very useful usage manual, but it also had some very interesting utilities, which were a mail client, which supported both SMTP and POP, and could communicate with the outside world, so you could actually receive real emails, and a very minimal web browser, which was hard-coded to one website to read news about Nintendo games and games for this peripheral. Now, the very first game that was released for this thing was Pokemon, a very popular franchise that I'm sure you're familiar with. But it was actually one of the first, the very first time you were able to battle and trade online with your friends, or at very large distances at least. Besides that, it also featured a battle tower, which allowed you to fight people who have entered that tower previously. It got localized with NPCs in the West, but the Japanese version worked with this adapter. You also had a trade corner, which is a bit of a prototype of the Global Trade Station, which appeared back in Generation 4. And you had a news machine, which I think is the most interesting part, because you could download scripts which had news items, but also mini games, questionnaires, and you had rankings to show off to your friends how big your Magikarp is. Another very interesting game, in my opinion, is Net the Get, which was one of the only title which used the NBC 6 on the Game Boy. It's a minigame collection that came with 15 built-in minigames, but you could download more, and more would be released over time, though they never reached the titular 100 minigames, unfortunately. A few other games that were very interesting: Mobile Golf, which is a sequel to Mario Golf, which never got localized, but it came bundled with the adapter later in its life to help sell the adapter.